Morning. All right. I thought today we'll take up the concept that words are concepts. So take a breath, release and relax. The words that we speak in attempts to express something are but concepts. But words must be used even just to give a pointing to what is real and what is being sought. Now, there isn't anything in spiritual words or spiritual teachings that are going to add to you. I know many of the students think, if I read another book, I'll just get more in me, or I'll get more, or understand more, but there's nothing to add to you. Every word that is used in a spiritual class, so to speak, are but words of pointing to point you into the direction where the truth is, where what you are seeking is. And it's like when we are meeting right now, there's nothing new to be shared that you do not already have an awareness of. How often have you heard something or listened to someone speak and made the comment, "Yes, I know that. I know that." So the words are used to point. The words in a spiritual setting, the words are used to point. They are not used in order to add something new to yourself. Now, I'm going to say these words. This moment is the stillness of peace, joy, life, and that is what you are. Did that add anything new? Did it give you something that you had not heard or understood from before? But what does the words actually mean? What does the fullness of peace mean? And you will have one idea of what it means. You will have another idea of what it means. I may be speaking in a totally different understanding of what you are going to your dictionary to begin to understand what just that word means. So the words that we use, such as love or God, Christ, omnipresent, Buddha, Jesus, living, dying. When we use these words, we are but expressing, trying to express our understanding of it. Or if it's a part of our belief system, we're trying to express how we believe, and we use such a word, such as God. But all of those words, be it God, absolute, omnipresent, the Buddha, the Christ, all of those words are used in a spiritual setting, and they're all attempts to point to behind them. What is behind them? not the surface understanding that perhaps we're used to from previous teachings or religious understandings, or even what we may have contemplated mentally about that particular word. But we're using these words, knowing that they're concepts, but it's what we have to work with. The words are what we have to work with to begin to go beyond those words. Some will say a deeper understanding or a higher understanding. And it's all the same attempt to point to within. Sometimes we'll touch even where the heart area is, all in an attempt of pointing within. It's within you. It's within you. That does not mean within your mind. That means it is within you, the essence, which is even beyond the mind. Okay. So we fall into a false understanding that the word we are using have the same definition for everyone else, and they do not. I was watching a TV show just the other evening, and the host used the word quaint. And there was a gentleman there from Uganda, and he said to the host, "You know, the definition I may have of the word you are using, quaint, may not be the same definition that you have of it." So, of course, he was meaning perhaps the difference in the languages. But for instance, right now, if I were to use the word God, God lives, dwells, and is my being, or God is all life, God is everything, each would have a different definition or presumption of what those words had meaning of. So, when we use the words, recognize that there is a different interpretation within us of the meaning of that word. For instance, the word God on the surface has so many different meanings. Well, it's impossible for everyone to have the same definition and understanding of the word God. But that in some instances are the highest words we can use to point you into the direction of the essence and the height of your own being. The same with consciousness, the same with omnipresence, that those are the words we use because they are of the highest nature for that pointing. So, God, pure consciousness, eternal one, these, for this presence speaking, are the highest terms in wording that I find, that are found to use to point you beyond those words. What you are is beyond every word, every definition, every adjective. What you are cannot be spoken of. So we use words in the attempt to point you there. So there's no way that we can use or speak any words to give a true meaning of a concept. The concept is God. God is a concept because there's no way to be all on the same page with that word. So it is a concept, but again, it's the highest one that we often use to point there. So since we cannot speak words of truth, because they do not express the truth is actually silent. And there is only one way to experience or have a knowing of truth, and that is within you, which is what every spiritual teaching is doing, is pointing within you. And that truth is beyond every word you can think of in every concept that you may hold about who and what you are. So what we want to do is to begin to understand this, that the words that are read, the words the mind uses even in contemplation, the words that a teacher, not a teacher here, but the words that are spoken are all conceptual ideas, and that what they are pointing to is let the words go. Just let them go. The withinness of your being is the silence, is the stillness. So the words point you there, but then you are meant to surrender them, leave them, let them be. Okay. So when the word God is used from here, spoken, that word is only being used not to define. It's only being used to point to the withinness, the life that is the reality and the self of each. When it's read in a book, when it's spoken, or when you hear it, do not presume to have an understanding of what it means. It is just a mere pointing. Let the word go and go within. The words are not within the silence. They are expressed out from the silence. So we say, go home, go within, go into that silence. To understand a something, it would necessarily need to be, say, an object. But God isn't an object, and it cannot be known with the mind. To love God is to love silence, to love the stillness that I am, to be in that state of lovingness. So to know God is to know who and what yourself is. And again, that can only be known within. because the words, the using the mind, that the mind cannot be used to recognize truth. Because the truth is not in words. Words are concepts about what's behind the word. Now, here's another little bit. When a so-called teacher says, "You are the very essence of immortal life," that teacher, that being that is presenting the words, is speaking directly to that which is present. Because that is all that possibly can be there. Go through that one again. Even when the presenter, the presence that is speaking, is saying, "You are the very essence of immortal life," this one that is speaking those words is speaking directly to that which is present. Because that is all that can possibly be there. But usually, if mind is involved in hearing the words, that mind still believes that there is a person speaking to a person. But what is going on is consciousness is speaking to itself, consciousness. So that's any questions or comments?
Mary?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. It's Kate.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Consciousness is speaking to itself.
Yes.
And the words I'm trying to work something out here.
Okay.
The words are speaking to the mind, but under the words, consciousness is aligned with those words, is maybe you could say more.
Okay.
It's so important. It feels very important.
All right. There's no separation, right?
Right.
Okay. So what is present then? If there's no person present, because what you are is neither body nor mind, so then what is taking place when there is a sound and words being spoken and that vibration goes in and another form picks up that sound and takes it in? If there's not a person speaking here, if that's an understanding of the gathering, there is no person speaking. Okay. And then there might possibly be a person there to be receptive and understanding. So the consciousness that is speaking, utilizing the form to speak the words, then the same consciousness must be there animating the formation there that is receptive and hearing the sounds of these words. So it quite literally is consciousness speaking to consciousness. Nothing else is present. It is when the mind is so allowed to be so involved with the listening, okay, that the mind picks up that there's several persons here in a meeting and I'm one of them and I hope I get some understanding here. So it stays in that state of separation, hoping to be in a meeting to find a way to get out of the sense of separation. But the mind is naturally in the conceptual mode of there is separation. So, but the speaking is literally consciousness to consciousness. Only consciousness is speaking, only consciousness is listening. And when the mind is not allowed to be involved, okay, with trying to define the words, understand the words, or get something out of the words, when the mind is not allowed to be involved, then what is being spoken just settles in deeply. And quietly and silently without being analyzed or trying to be understood. It just has that opportunity to settle into consciousness. And there is that, there's no one here. It's just all consciousness being consciousness, doing whatever it is consciousness does. This is what is happening in the moment. Consciousness speaking to itself in this particular format. So this is why from here, there's always that speaking. Be still. Leave the words alone. They're only pointing you in the direction. It's like you're asking for directions. I have this form is we happen to be in Hudson, Florida. So I'm here sitting in Hudson, Florida, asking for directions to Hudson, Florida. And the directions are, well, you're here already. But when the mind is involved listening to the words, it's trying to take those words and get to Hudson, Florida. See what I'm saying? So you must try to see the words only as pointings. Go this way. Well, what are you pointing? We're pointing to the withinness. Well, what is the withinness? The withinness is the stillness in the silence. It is without words, without conjectures, without analyzing, without attachments. And it's just hearing the words and just letting them be, and then just drifting into the stillness without the words, behind the words, or beyond the words. So if you can understand that all the words are but concepts, and not one word spoken has ever been a word of truth, then you begin to get the idea, well, where is that truth? Well, that truth is where it's always been, within you, in the stillness, not in the analyzing,
right,
or the contemplation, or the introspect. It's not there, it's in the stillness. So words are concepts, they're never the truth. The truth is beyond the words. So the only expression here are these words. Consciousness is speaking the words. Consciousness is listening. That's all that can be happening.
It's a deep resting.
Yes, it's just being.
Yeah. Thank you.
Just being. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's another little one. Practices and suggestions are given to only point you to yourself, but they are not intended to go on forever. But to dissolve away as the realization deepens. In the beginning, when a student begins a spiritual quest, that is like, we'll just say you're trying to teach a young one how to tie their shoes. And you give them some instructions, you give them some practice. But they don't do that instructions and practice forever. Once they've understood, the tying of the shoe, let's say, once they've that's been understood, they don't have to sit there and practice. So And another thing too is that when the practice goes along so far, there may be a deepening of it, or an expansion of it, or something more vast, because is that not what the practice has been for? To open, to release, to let go, to just open up. So if you're in the beginning and you're more involved with practice, you may want to begin to understand that the practice is just that. It's a practice to take you to an understanding, or to a releasing, or to see the merit in working on detaching, not being attached to things of the world, or to experiences, or to memories. And you may see that, and you begin to release those and let them go. Well, that practice is deepening. It's bringing in the understanding. So that practice can change, and to be aware of that, to let things change or dissolve or even leave your experience altogether. So if a suggestion is given to sit and watch the breath, that's not meant to be forever, because there comes a point when that is innate in your understanding, and it's an expression now of your being, then practice is no longer required for that. And I hope that there's an understanding of that you're still not practicing ABCs, I'm sure. Certain of that. So that particular practice has been let go. Perhaps another one comes in, perhaps not. You will know, you will feel, if you don't allow the mind to be involved with what should be and what shouldn't be. The practices do just kind of dissolve, or they morph into something else. And that's as it should be. Again, if the mind isn't allowed to be so involved. So I have take a little practice now. A little practice, a little suggestion here. Yeah, let's have just a little practice for a moment. So just turn your attention inward to a breath. That's easy, because the breath does come in, even though it's coming into a receptacle. But just turn your attention inward to a breath. Just be in awareness of a breath coming in and a breath going out. Your full attention turned inward to a breath coming in, filling up, and your attention on a breath releasing and flowing out. You're aware of any rising feelings as your attention remains on the breath coming in and going out. There's an awareness also of any rising emotions as your attention remains to the breath coming in and the breath going out. There is an awareness of thoughts rising, if any, as your attention remains on a breath coming in and a breath going out. And there is an awareness of not engaging the thoughts, as your attention remains on a breath coming in and a breath going out. Just attention on a breath and letting go of whatever comes up. There is no need to engage anything that might rise in awareness. Just rest in being the stillness. So let us pray, most beloved. Thank you. Thank you that I am the undifferentiated consciousness of reality. What could I ever need, want, or ask for? Thank you that it is so. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Namaste.